That's why it's so hard for you to get.
Go on, like, I want to actually understand why it's an adverb.
An adverb?
Yeah.
All prepositions and all articles in language, worldwide, without use, out of the use, or out of the location of a prepositional phrase, are both adverbs. There is no exception to the rule. Pronoun doesn't exist. And an adverb cannot modify a pronoun except in front of it. Cannot modify it after it.
Adverbs only modify verbs.
No. Adverbs modify adverbs. Adverbs modify verbs. Adverbs modify adjectives. And the pronoun is modified by an adverb after it. President Clinton was my student. President Clinton got out of trouble with the United States of America and the United States Congress because he stood up in front of Congress and he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, anything in four corners is called a trust. Anything in the black box around both sides of the paper is an enclosed area under maritime law of boxing cannot be considered, so therefore it's a blank piece of paper." This is true. The is an adverb. It lacks the preposition of. The adverb modifies the adjective united, which ends in ed, so therefore it's in past time. It doesn't have now time jurisdiction. Adjectives modify pronouns. Because once a noun has been modified, it loses its kin as a noun, and no noun can be modified. Look it up in a dictionary. Look it up in any government styles manual. A noun cannot be modified. The noun now, because it's modified by an adjective, becomes the pronoun. P-R-O means no noun. The pronoun is modified by the adjective, which is modified by the adverb, and the pronoun is also modified by the adverb of after it, because the adverb of lacks the article the, and therefore it modifies pronouns in front of it, but then modifies the verb America after it. And under Title 18, Section 1001, this is a fictitious conveyance of language for the extortion of rights. That's a 10-year, $10,000 fine. Title 18, Section 1341 is mail fraud banking. And when a word is mail used for banking issues to obstruct the value, it carries a $31 million fine.
So you're saying you can modify it. Would we agree that adverb quickly is an adverb?
Quickly?
Would you say that quickly?
Yes, it ends in L-Y, so it's a adverb.
Okay, so you're saying you can
all words that end in L-Y is adverbs.
You can modify a pronoun like we. You can say it quickly, we.
Quickly, we would be an adverb verb. We would become the...
How does we become a verb?
Because you just modified it with quickly, which ends in L-Y, which becomes an adverb, modifies the next word to be a verb.
So you're changing how, like...
I have the authority, and I've done this for PhDs in the English language, to take every word in the English language and certify it to be any procedure because of its location and mathematical positioning. And I can certify my argument in every identity. Then Clinton says to Congress, "Ladies and gentlemen, in 2 weeks I have to address the Union. I'm going to hold up this dollar bill and I'm going to repeat this process. I'm going to tell everybody what the United States of America means by procedures. And under maritime law boxing, I'm going to show them what this means. Or we can seal this case now." All those in favor of sealing the case now? 102 hands went up and it was sealed. Oh, by the way, the boxes were taken off the money. As a result of a lawsuit that was filed on March 1st, 1997 by me against the United States Treasury for maritime law boxing to destroy United States currency.
Does that argument hold with the judge if you take and use that from judge in court?
Sure, it's a fact.
So, like with this $20 bill, there's boxes around it.
No, there's not.
Well, it's
got boxes broken on the back.
Boxes broken.
Front too.
Mm-hmm. All by the 20.
Yeah. And another by the top and bottom of the head. The fine line is almost invisible, but it's broken. When I went to Washington D.C., the United States Treasury, they had a 4-foot by 8-foot $20 bill up on the wall. Mm-hmm. And it has all the micro print on it. Yes, I know about the earth.
What does that have to do?
And I spent 3 hours with the 7 leading officers of the United States Treasury reprimanding them under design, modification of language, obstruction of communication skills, and putting on this entire court procedure for the United States Treasury. You know what the United States Treasury comment was? We hire stupid people, so we're not responsible for their actions.
Well, can you use that as a court with your own corporation? Absolutely not.
Okay. Where are you going to make your argument?
In their jurisdiction.
In a yellow fringe flag fiction court. And 3 + 3 equals what number in fiction? All numbers but 3. Remember, no law and no fact shall be tried in court. In every sentence of every book published in the United States, every law, treaty, trust, contract, money on this planet for 8,500 years are qualified under a negative condition of modification, that all verbs are negative, modified, and the noun, the absolute fact of a noun brought by a prepositional phrase is removed. That's
You've stated again and again how 8,500 years of fiction, you know, is bad, right? Okay, so why do you keep using Latin, which is within those 8,500 fiction, to define what you're saying?
Our language came from Latin, Greek, and Arabic.
Yes, but it's all fiction, right?
It started with Gothics. No, what's happened here is this. We have an accumulation of pictures that are 8,500 years running, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When we develop the math interface, you have to have a start someplace. Remember when you took algebra? X plus y equals 25.
Okay,
now we got to solve for what x and y are. Or if I said x plus 6 equals 25. 25 minus 6 equals 19. Therefore, x equals 19. In other words, we can solve for the unknown.
Right.
In the meantime, we will make a presumption that 25 is that. If we don't know how to do algebra, we'll just work with it.
So you're using Latin as your...
No, Latin is part of the formula.
Okay.
With the math interface, I can take any of the languages in a linear region and go back and place all the missing words in any language at any point in history and show you that all languages have the same volition, that when I hold this up, that for 8,500 years they all said, they all saw this, but when they put it on paper, they obstructed it. The math allowed me to break the written word down to make this physical object physical on paper as well. And so, with that said, I removed the presumption, assumption, and modification of the individuals that created this thing in the first place. And I said, I can prove you lied at 85 for 8,500 years, and I can prove why you did it. You did it because you were interested in commerce and slavery. You didn't want to pay $20 an hour. You want to pay 10 cents an hour for the same labor. Yes?
But those Latin words that you're using, it changed in the meaning. So when we use them now, we don't say abstract means in a contract. We say abstract means something that's not tangible. So it doesn't really have that same no contract.
Okay, you're trying to justify what's called Anglo. Anglo was established in the 5th century out of the 500 AD. Anglo was an obstruction of truth and reversed in the reflections of the mirror because they were going to use that in the courtroom. Now, when you walk out in the real world, you see positives, but when you walk through the courtroom into a world of fiction, everything is in the reflection of a mirror, better known as Alice Through the Looking Glass, the Wizard of Oz. How did the Wizard of Oz scare people? He reflected his image into smoke. The smallest of things scares people. That's Masonic. The next thing is that Alice Through the Looking Glass, when you look into the mirror, you're a three-dimensional object. What do you see in the mirror?
Two.
You don't see anything. There's nothing there. It's an illusion. Close your eyes. It disappears. It's an illusion. I-L-L. No lucif. No C.
Here's another example of that.
Yes. It's all about word games we play and use every day in our communication skills.
So I think like circular reasoning.
9 out of 10 words that you will use, that we taught you to use in your entire life, are both negative and mean no contract. So no matter how many times you punch a hole through the deductive reasoning, you're always going to wind up with 1% of fraud.
Doesn't meaning come from the way we give it meaning by using it in a certain context? When I say illusion, I don't mean the context. I say something that is...
You understand it because you're not trained.
How do you make me understand it that way?
Okay. But your training has been to believe in this illusion. When you walk before me as a judge, I'm going to go ahead and I have skills that I know what the negative world is. I know what the manipulation is that you've been through. So when you come before me, you prove that you can't read and write. I have the power to go ahead and incarcerate you or do anything I want with you because now you're my ward. See, when you were born, a baby does not have the right to contract because it can't read and write. But you know what? A baby understands contract. Put a ball down between two babies and they'll play catch. I'll offer, you accept, and as long as our contract flows, we have peace. Break the contract and I will start a war. I will cry. I will have anger. There's no difference between that baby and two military forces of government. Now that we get into a courtroom, you as an individual are fighting this idea between fact and fiction. And when you walk into my courtroom, I say, have you learned? Has your deductive reasoning matured? Or are you still the ward that when I signed your death certificate 45 days after you were born and made you property of probate court because you vacated your trust because your trust was modified, italicized, and boxed, and you don't exist with a contract, and you've been a property of the state under your birth certificate as a ward of the state. Now you come before me as a contracted adult, and what does your adhesive contract show me? That you still don't know how to read and write, you're still a ward of the state, and you're still legally dead because your name is capitalized. Go to Henry Funeral Home, and they will show that your name is capitalized for dead people.
I guess what I'm saying is more that no one I know uses like word illusions in their contracts. So how can you say that it means that based on the derivation?
That's a fair question. Only 1% of this planet has been exposed to in the truth language. Because you haven't been exposed to in the truth language doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Right.
I created it. I certified it. I proved it frontwards and backwards. And when you write words, so if you write words in a continuous line, which we call cursive writing when we were children, fifth grade, cursive means to do curse. A curse is to swear. To swear is to do evil on someone else. So you write in cursive, and it also says to talk to dead people. If you all have dead birth certificates because you died 45 days after you were born, I have to have the continuance of evidence of talking to dead people and signing things in cursive to you because I cursive my autograph to make my document legitimate so that dead people can understand it.
Cursive is just another form of writing. Ah,
this is punctuated autograph. Autograph comes from authority, authorization, authentic. AU is for gold. Simulation, sign, and signature are all SI. So we do cursive and simulation because you don't have life yet or knowledge until you have the simulation joinder. As long as you continue to simulate, you will not be in the fact, in the truth. When you learn your autograph, you are authentic. You will then have authorization to take control of your goal, your AU, and be your person. Be your authority. Until you acquire that level of maturity and expand upon your education to that level, you will still be a ward of the state. And every time you walk into court, we will harvest you as a ward of the state.
I guess I still don't understand how you, like, you know, losing your contract.
That's because when you take and you break down languages into all seating two double consonants,
of the same level.
Still based on Latin hundreds of years ago. That we don't, it's kind of evolved, you know.
So yes, it's evolved into a. It's evolved into a science now. You see, back early it was hieroglyphics, and then hieroglyphics, it gave us some form of communications. But as communications evolved, accuracies were more demanding on contracts. It got better and better and better. And today, we've evolved with computers and computer science, where everything is in binary codes. That we can communicate in these binary codes.
We also use abstraction over that, so we don't have to like worry about what we say.
Why? Devil's in the detail.
David, didn't all the philosophers have to prove their truth or their philosophy?
No, they
by
only
numbers?
Think. One thing they did is have to make
by
a
math,
presumption.
Right? No, didn't it need to be mathematically proved to be accepted? Aristotle, Plato, all those, didn't they have to mathematically reduce their reasoning?
That was math. When math was, right, when math was established, science was established.
They couldn't just use words, they had to use the
math. Math was the thing that certified
exactly
how a planet moves. They had to do a math problem. They had to use circles, triangles.
I was going to ask in relation to Greek or Hebrew, which are numerical languages, versus Latin or Anglican. Whatever.
No, they weren't mathematical. They had banking behind them. The banking was numbers. People wanted to deal with the numbers, so they had to accept that. And
but I mean, are not Hebrew and Greek mathematical representations in their letters as a numerical language?
No, because they left out 2/3 of all the words. They left out the prepositional phrases and only wrote noun. The Bible was written in noun also. The Lord's Prayer was written as an adverb verb by procedure, so there was no nouns. But if you take all the words in the Lord's Prayer and you make nouns out of them, you have to put 2/3 or more words in to define them, which we did in the book here when we corrected the Lord's Prayer in a math interface. And when we gave it to the Pope, he said it was the first time he ever understood the Lord's Prayer. Because he had a level of definition. And then he said, I don't agree with that word. I says, good, here's a book of synonyms. Replace every word with all the synonyms and write 10,000 Lord's Prayers. You know what the end result is? They all say the same thing. I says, there is a math interface that is written 10,000 ways and still says the same thing. The end result is truth is written in a circle. Truth can't be obstructed. And when you take all the pictures of all the 10,000 variables of the same sentence and you put it all together, it comes out to the same thing. And you have frontwards and backwards, it still says the same thing. That is truth. That is a very unique creation of thought. Yes?
Why does it mean to say the same thing backwards? We agree on
because of a math problem. We did math. We had to prove that 1 equals 1 and 3 equals 3 and 2 equals 2.
Well, maybe you can't say that math in a language that is compatible in that way.
Yes, they are compatible. That's the whole thing. We took math into an accuracy, we took the language into an accuracy of math, and we used math as the vehicle to certify why we used each position, each procedure of the words, and then we gave them values. When I come into a scenario, when I tell a country, a culture, a religion, I'm going to write a constitution, a contract, a treaty, a trust. I'm not telling you I'm going to invade your privacy. I am not going to invade your original thought. I'm not going to trespass in any way, shape, or form on your culture or your religion. But I will certify that the mathematical use of prepositional phrases to certify the value of your noun in a deductively linear equation is correct. That the way the sentence comes together is you identify the vessel. Once the vessel was identified, did the vessel have the capacity to have knowledge? What is knowledge? Knowledge is the plus and minus of all things. You store the plus and minus of all things. And then you go ahead and you put it in motion, called thinking, which is the verb.
Get an override on your things.
I can hear that from here.
Yeah. He's just getting audio feedback on his hearing aid.
That's going to be kind of tough to have right there.
Something triggered it. Then, once the verb is in motion, you use the word claim. The claim is taking knowledge and taking the plus and the minus of knowledge and making a determination as to which one you're going to have, either the plus or the minus in your claim. Then, if it's a plus, it's going to be an equity issue. The equity issue must be defined. What things in the world are equity? If it's a damage, then you must determine and define the word damage. Once the word of equity or damage is determined, you must define those words further as to how those damages took place, time and place, and the end result is they come back to one volition of authorization. Who caused the equity? Who caused the claim? Who caused the thinking? Who caused, possesses the knowledge? And where is that vessel kept? What is the location of the vessel? Time and space. If the damage took place in 1900, I know you're not guilty. You weren't born then. But if it took place last week, we have probable cause to say, where were you? Where was the location of the vessel? So we have a complete package in every sentence we write. And that's where we go with this. You have a cause and effect. We start off with number one here. Then we're going to identify for the. It's a prepositional phrase, and the noun that's going to be placed in here is going to be a condition of the of this. For the witness of the knowledge is with the, or with this, it's a possessive, with this claim. And then the authority of this party. Now, this is only 13 words. For the driving of this car is with the knowledge of the driver. See where, and if I say it backwards, for the knowledge, for the driver, with the knowledge is for the driving of the car. It says the same thing frontwards and backwards. The volition of the sentence, we turned the prepositional phrases around, just like for the bridge over the river, for the river over the bridge.
Under the bridge.
The volition of the reverse prepositional phrase certifies the volition frontwards and backwards is identical. And this is what we're showing you, that every sentence written in our technology, we can certify it correct frontwards and backwards.
So basically the purpose of this language is to reduce ambiguities.
Exactly. So no one can obstruct it.
What's the difference between known Chomsky's phrase structure rules and how...
A little louder.
What's the difference between this and known Chomsky's phrase structure rules and how grouping parts of speech that modify other parts of speech to actually eliminate ambiguities? Like, it seems like you could do this if you, I don't know if you have a bracket.
The way he wrote that is he did an adverb verb, and he made the arguments so that they were obstructed, and he brought out negative arguments. In other words, he said that... He's trying to tell you to make a negative performance. You can never make a negative performance. You can only do a positive performance. Because he uses language that has nouns that are either in a prefix state, a past or a suffix state. He uses past time or future time. He uses words that are nouns that are negative. Of the 2 million words, there's only 20,000 that are legal. The other 99% of them are not legal because they violate time when you're dealing with contracts, treaties, and trusts.
Isn't that kind of circular reasoning? Because you made that assumption on your own when you're saying it's wrong because of that assumption.
Show me how you produce a negative contract and then adhere to it. Well, we don't tell you, here it says, the sign says stop. Okay, this is a negative condition of thinking. So the penalty if you stop is zero, and the penalty to go through the stop sign is $100. But the government says you didn't stop. How can you not stop? The only thing you're doing is, you know, let's just say out here on the signs it says parking, 25 cents an hour. And the other sign says no parking. And if you park your car there, and you're trying to produce now you're in violation of a no parking ordinance. Well, no parking removed it because it's an adverb verb, and there's no noun here. So they put it in a box, so it's an enclosed area and can't be considered because it is an obstruction of language. The point is, it should said parking $200. How many people are going to park there?
Nobody.
That's a performance contract. You don't even have to think about it. You signed a contract to perform $200 an hour for parking. Nobody in the right line is going to stop there.
Are you saying it's wrong because of
the... It's negative, right. It's wrong because you're trying to initiate people to believe in a negative format and live a negative life because they don't exist as negative people. They have death certificates, not birth certificates. Certificate means debit. If you're a debit, we get to issue letters of marks as judges to arrest you, to collect the debt under a letter of mark. A mark is spelled M-A-R-Q-U-E. That's how we do it. We seize your life with a letter of mark. And letter is a pronoun, of is an adverb modifying the verb mark fiction. It's against the law. And age, against is a negative a pronoun. Law is an adverb making law verb. And all attorneys have licenses in law or at law. And in and at are adverbs modifying the verb law, which is fiction. So all language written by them is nouns modified with adverbs and verbs. I've got thousands of pages of text. You can go down to the law library and show me one prepositional phrase or one legal sentence in the entire law library of Congress. And go down here right to this courthouse, federal courthouse, state courthouse, walk in their courthouse, and you can't show me one legal sentence in all those thousands of books and millions of words that are there. There's not one prepositional phrase or one legally written sentence. So what does that tell you about fiction? It's pretty long running.
When you're saying it's fiction, that's like, I don't know how you're saying
it. It's modified. It's opinionated. It's presumption. You know, the United States Supreme Court, 200 years, has never issued an order. They've only issued opinions, which are a condition of modification, and every noun has been modified by an adverb. And in 1990, I took my math interface and I went to the Supreme Court of the United States and I said, you're guilty of treason against we the people because you modified your language, you modified your orders, you modified your judgments. And I hold the math interface and they said, there is no such thing. I said, you want to bet? And when I showed it to them, I spent 3 years teaching the Supreme Court judges the math interface and how their procedures were lies, that they misrepresented themselves to all the people in America. And then I put this program together for my own security. I published it. But I don't point fingers. I gave them all amnesty agreements to stop and correct. I gave everybody an amnesty agreement.
So why does it then come out of negative?
It doesn't exist. It's a negative. It's a no. You can't perform it.
But you can not perform something.
How can you not something?
I mean, I can not run.
You cannot run? Why bother? You sit still. You have to perform. If you're not running, then show me your performance of what you are doing. EX means no.
EX. That's not a prefix.
It means no. Look it up. You're all running back into the same. See, the argument comes through the brainwashing. the amount of words that you are going, like I told you, 9 out of 10 words that you have in your vocabulary are negative words. So every argument you bring forward and you incorporate a negative word, and the argument is negative. When you go to translate into a foreign language, the foreign language negative is also translated, and all 5,000 languages have negative performance within them. And this is the way everyone's communicated for 8,500 years. They don't know any different. So what we're showing you is new language that is as accurate as math, so you can't get upset about it. It takes, when you start to read this technology, all of you are brainwashed. You will get a migraine headache. And every one of my students that studied this thing, the first few hours, they have a Freudian flip in their brain that goes off, and you got one hell of a migraine headache, and you're going, where did that come from? And after 30, 40 hours of studying in little bits, you finally, it starts to break down, and the brainwashing goes away, and all of a sudden, like, you